Right, Paul, just obviously back to Friday night, it seems like ages ago now, but how pleasing was the result, you know, bearing in mind the conditions and the travel and everything like that?
I think it was just important. We had an opportunity Friday night, like we had one at Newport, and I think it was possibly the Northampton game, if I'm not mistaken, where, you know, you it's not so much about going top of the league, it's about the 3 points, and, you know, especially when you're competing at that end of the table, it's what you don't want to do is give the other opposition a free hit. You know, and I think it was really pleasing for the lads to go down there and show the character that they did to win the game, because at times it wasn't great. You know, that's in terms of, you know, the performance, the passing qualities you want. You want to be good on the eye, and you want to send people home saying, oh, aren't they a good side? You know, but the most important thing was winning the game, and I think with the conditions and by the time you throw everything into the mix, I think it was a really, you know, great credit to the players that they dug out a result and another clean sheet.
That's the thing, isn't it? Two clean sheets in the last two games. How significant is that?
We don't really speak a lot about clean sheets, if we be truthful, because you can see at Morecambe away and, you know, York at home and one or two other games, you can quickly lose your clean sheets and stuff. So, you know, in the end, you just keep working hard at your job and trying to be better the next time you play. I think our lads have overcome a couple of difficult obstacles this year in terms of having bad results. And that's what they are. You know, unfortunately for football today, every team has them. And it's how you pick yourself up and respond. And, you know, I can't speak highly enough of the players after picking themselves up from Southend at home here, where everything was flat and there's a lot of harsh words said by people. And a lot of the time, it's, in my opinion, it's a little bit unjust because of the fact that, you know, the majority of our performance have said that we do OK. We have had a couple of bad performances, but so have a lot of other teams. And that's the nature of football. And sometimes it can be quite an unforgiving business.
I mean, every team has a wobble, don't they? And gets a few results. You'd rather wobble in November and then kick on.
I just think we overanalyse too quick now. And, you know, lads aren't allowed to have bad games because they become bad players. But they're not bad players. They've just had a bad game. Unfortunately for us, we had a bad day at the office against Southend, albeit in the FA Cup second round, a competition that we were really desperately to try and get through. You know, but our lads have responded magnificently since then. And as I say, great credit goes to the players, and not just the 11 that start, the whole squad. Because over the last few games, the squad's been stretched with injuries, and we've never complained about it. We've just got on with it because we know the players that come in are very good.
Has the extra day helped with injuries this week? What's the situation?
Well, the lads had the Christmas party, so I don't think injuries come into it, did he? There's no one wounded from the party, so obviously everything's gone great with that. I've been holding my breath all weekend, that's for sure. No, but, you know, the lads work hard, and, you know, Christmas parties are, you know, sometimes, you know, managers will ban them and they do different stuff, but the players need to have that downtime themselves. And sometimes I think for team spirit and everything else, it's a chance for them to get together and say, listen, this is where we're at, you know, and this is where we want to be. And hopefully our lads have had a chance to do that, you know, because we believe in them. We really do believe in our squad at this club. And, you know, hopefully together we can get the objective that we set out at the start of the season to do. You know, that hasn't changed, albeit we've only played 21 games and there's a long way to go.
So nobody's reported this morning with sore heads or anything like that, then?
Well, you can imagine they're going to have a tough day today. And no, but the lads are good. You know, we've got a good set of lads here, you know, like most clubs have. You know, the lads in the dressing room, it's their livelihoods, it's their livings. You know, and it's important that they do have a time now and again to enjoy themselves, albeit today in the social media side of the game, how difficult it is for players to go out and let themselves, you know, enjoy a night now and again, because they need it. You know, our players here work very, very hard, and, you know, they don't get many opportunities to be able to go out and have a laugh and a good time and, you know, dust themselves down to be able to come in again, regroup, and hopefully put some wins together over the Christmas period.
I mean, this is the thing, is that most families at Christmas time kind of winding down, celebrating, but you guys are probably in sort of over the Christmas period and knuckling down as normal.
You know, well, listen, everyone works to a programme. That programme will change now and again when you feel it's right. Because, you know, what you must do as manager, coaching staff, you know, all the staff at this club, we just make decisions because we think they're right. We don't make them because we think it'll do us a favour. You know, if we think that lads need to be in an extra afternoon or an extra morning, that's what they'll do. But as I say, now and again, lads need rest as well, with the games coming thick and fast. You know, freshness on the pitch on a match day is important. You can't leave performances on a training ground. So albeit now, we've got to train hard, we've got to work hard, we've got to tick all the boxes. You know, but the most important thing is the result on a Saturday, Friday, whenever you play, and getting the lads on the pitch in that mentality and that freshness and that state to be able to say we're good to go.
What about having two home games as well? Does that help things in terms of preparation and cutting down on the travel?
I think if you look at our record this year, you know, there's nothing in it between away from home and at home. We've lost games at home, we've lost games away from home. We've won games at home, we've won games away from home. So I think in the end, I think the home advantage is levelled out a lot over the years. I think years gone by, home advantage was Everton, wasn't it? I think the Premier League still probably favours home advantage a lot more than the leagues coming down. I think the way teams set up now, a lot of teams favour playing away from home because of how they can set up and be not negative. You speak about negative, it's not negative, it's their way to win the game. So they're setting up in a positive way to win the game, but it can be an infuriating way for the home team. So, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of teams, Oxford have got a fantastic away record. There's plenty of teams with really good away records. So, you know, we just take each game as it comes, you know, like everybody else. And as I say, come the end of the season, the league table will say what it is. And, you know, every team that will finish in the position he finished, that's where they'll deserve to finish, because that's what the league table will say.
And I suppose as well, top of the table, new stadium, it's a bit of a scalp as well for teams coming here. They'll be up for it, won't they?
I just think, you know, that's what comes with being at a good club. You know, every good club in the country has that problem, and that's the problem you have managing good teams and playing for good teams. There's a bit more expectancy. I think if you look at Portsmouth in our league, for example, who I think are a very good side on paper, you know, they've got very good players, albeit it hasn't happened for them yet. You know, but sometimes the stadium, the Portsmouth scalp, every team will raise their game to play Portsmouth. It'll be probably a lot of teams' biggest attendance when they play Portsmouth, and that's one of the hindrances of playing for Portsmouth. But one of the pleasures of playing for Portsmouth is playing in front of that many people. And a lot of players over the years have been able to stand up and take Portsmouth to great things. And I'm sure the Portsmouth team and squad will come through this, and the new manager will get to grips, and they'll be back to that four again soon.
Just want to talk to you about Owen Doyle. Obviously, sort of moved out onto the left-hand side. How pleasing has it been for you to have that kind of versatility in a player?
I know Owen well. I know what Owen brings to the table. You know, he's had a stop-start career with us playing one up front. All three strikers at our club have had a very stop-start go. At different times all season, individually, they've all done well. You know, we wanted to try and pit two of them up front, you know, to give us a go to try and be a bit more threat in that area, because at times we've lacked that cutting edge, albeit on the back of playing some good football. You know, Owen's a great lad. He's very committed to the team, and, you know, you only have to be at Oldham away and Exeter away to see how hard he works. And I think when you work that hard, you'll always be a fan's favourite, you know, because especially away from home, the supporters will see a lot more of how hard and the shift he puts in, and, you know, the desire he has to help his teammates. So, you know, certainly on Friday night, it was Mark Richards getting applauded and Ollie Banks getting applauded. But we know at the club and within the club, without other lads working very hard, and there's a lot of other lads like that, you know, Tommy Lees, Ian Everett, Sam Aird, you can look through our lads, Drew Talbot, Richie Humphreys. You know, the result becomes for the team. You know, while lads who score now and again get plaudits, there's a lot of other people behind the scenes work very hard to get the result.
Does that help you at this time of the season when you're looking to maybe not just change formations, but in terms of personnel and keep things fresh?
I just think too much is made of formations now. You know, we went 8-9 games unbeaten at the start of the year, playing with one up front, and obviously that was the correct formation. Now all of a sudden it's not the correct formation, but that's football. I live with that. We live with that. The staff here live with that. We speak about football 23 hours of the day, and all we want to do is win. If we thought playing six up front would win us the game, I'm sure we'd do it against Hartlepool. So formations and tactics are for people who support the club, and message boards and social media for to discuss. You know, our job's just to put players out on the pitch and try and make them win football matches.
What about this Hartlepool game then? Obviously, one of those teams that are in there trying to get into the sort of playoff places.
I think they just fit the profile of most League Two clubs now. Got a chance of being in the playoffs, had difficult times during the season, had some excellent spells during the season, which you've seen Colin be manager of the month. Certainly got some very, very good young players. And with young players comes now and again a bit of inconsistency. You know, our job is to know what they'll do and to make sure we go out and play well. Hartlepool are a very good footballing team with really good young individual players and a couple of good experienced lads. Colin certainly finding his feet in management, and, you know, after an initial poor start, they're doing really well. And, you know, when you see a team play football like Hartlepool, it's always good to see them do well, because I think that's the way I like the game to be played, and a lot of other people do. Hopefully not Thursday against us on Boxing Day, you know, it hopefully is. But we look forward to the game. I always look forward to playing teams who play football, you know, because it's a good challenge. It's a different challenge. It's a challenge that we look forward to.
I suppose a special one for Richie Humphreys as well.
Ah, it's a great day for Richie, you know, playing against Hartlepool, and, you know, what Richie done for Hartlepool as a club, and what Hartlepool done for Richie as a team, letting a lad play for them for that long. And, you know, like most clubs, it means a lot to people. Hartlepool, people will travel here Boxing Day to see their team, hopefully try and win, or not hopefully, sorry, I should say. You know, and we look forward to a game against teams like this, because, you know, when you play difficult fixtures at home, and it's not for me to say who that is, because it's been a bit disrespectful to other teams, it's not so good on the eye. Certainly Boxing Day should be a really good game, because they'll come to play football, and, you know, we like to play as well, so fingers crossed it'll be a good game with us getting the correct result.
Just looking ahead to the Dagenham game as well, do you expect a similar sort of style there?
I try my best not to look too far ahead. I think, you know, especially at this time, games come thick and fast, so all our efforts and concentration are going on Hartlepool, because we know now certainly today. And when you are top of the league, that if you win, you stay top. And I think that's the best feeling in the world, that you don't have to come off a pitch and look at other people's results. We might be tough for another 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and it doesn't bother me. No, but what does bother me is the fact that we keep that focus and trying to do the right things.
But does the schedule kind of make it a bit tough in terms of the scouting, or at this stage of the season, you're pretty much familiar with the sides?
No, you know, we're lucky. Our chief scout, Paul Mitchell, he covers every team. He was at Exeter with us on Friday night offering support. He was in that. He was at Dagenham on Saturday morning to watch Dagenham play Torquay. He was with me last Tuesday night at Northampton watching Coventry play Hartlepool. So, to be fair to Mitch, he gets playing. I think he gets paid in petrol, doesn't he? You know, but he covers every game. We know every team inside out, and you know, we prepare properly for every team. And as I say, we're looking forward to these matches coming up.
Just found a couple of players, obviously, with the transfer window and contracts expiring. What's the situation with Jamie Devitt? Is anything there?
Jamie's very much part of our squad. You know, he's probably one of the lads at the club who can consider himself a little bit unlucky not to have had more game time, because certainly when he's been on the pitch, he hasn't done nothing wrong. You know, but it's hard sometimes that, you know, it's physically impossible for me to keep everyone happy. One thing I do know, Jamie works very hard behind the scenes, and, you know, at the drop of a hat, I would pick him without any problem. And I think that's all I can say as a manager, because I think the time that I'll want you to leave the club is when I don't look to pick you. You know, I think if you see with Sam Togwell, for example, who's come back into the team now, Sam was out the team purely because of the style of play we had and how we were going. He's come back in the team, and as everyone can see, we don't hesitate to pick him. We know exactly what Sam can do, and Sam's qualities come through in what he can do.
Because I think Jamie's contract runs out January, is that right? Yeah. We look to extend that?
Yeah, listen, Jamie will be the first to know. I haven't spoke to Jamie about it yet, so it'd be very disrespectful to me to speak to radios and other people before I do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you one more question about Callum McFadden, similar situation there with the loan deal. Any movement on that?
Callum's been great. You know, Callum come in on the back of being injured and needed a couple of games to find his feet. You know, we've obviously had Gary Roberts and Nathan Smith out on the left side, and you know, our chairman was very good in backing us to bring cover in for that. And that's what Callum is. Not cover for them players, meaning he's coming in, but to get us over a period of time. So the likelihood is Callum will go back in January. If Nigel wanted us to keep him longer and play more, you know, that's something I'll speak to Nigel about. You know, but I can't thank Sheffield United enough, because to have such a good club on your doorstep and to be able to tap into some of their players, you know, it's great for us. And it's certainly, we offer a big thank you to Sheffield United, because as you can see now, Callum's playing games. He's getting his fitness on the pitch. So albeit Sheffield United might get Callum back good and ready to go, we might be able to keep Callum good and ready to go. So it's just a win-win situation for everyone.
Would you like to keep him?
Ah, listen, we'll just see how Gary Roberts is and Nathan Smith, because obviously, you know, budget-wise and stuff like that, that goes over our remit. So we're thankful to our chairman who allows that. You know, and certainly give us a left-sider with a left foot while our left-siders are out. When they're back fit, obviously it'll offer a different question, and we'll come to that when we come to it.